Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. You knew him as Wesley Blake. Now you're going to know him as Weston Blake. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I had a great Father's Day with the kids and the wife, so I'm on cloud nine right now.
Yeah, you're a family man. I think you're. It feels like you're starting up your own promotion over there. You got a full roster. I mean, you're living it up, aren't you?
I sure am. Trying to get a full roster here. I got a very talented wife. Hopefully, we can produce some. Well, I'm sure my babies will be talented, whatever they pick and whatever they want to do in life.
I mean, the genetics in that family, I mean, they've got a leg up from the get-go.
I appreciate it.
So, I mean, we're a few weeks, few months after your WWE release. How are you mm-hmm. feeling right now? How are you doing?
I'll tell you right now, I'm doing great. Never better, really. It's kind of been a blessing in disguise. Just for the simple fact that I've gotten to take some great time with my family, with my kids and stuff like that. I've got to enjoy some birthdays with them and, you know, some anniversaries and that type of stuff. I've got to see my 2-year-old walk and I kind of start talking and stuff like that. And it's just like little things like that, like help my little girl get potty trained. And just like, you kind of get to be in like little aspects of that where when I was first getting in this wrestling business, I didn't think that I was going to be a part of. And it was just good. And I got to spend, you know, incredible time with my wife and stuff like that. Now we're about to have a third baby on the way here in the next couple of weeks. So it's been good. So I've been able to help her with the pregnancy and watching the kids and stuff like that. So it's really been kind of a blessing.
Anyway. Obviously, there's so many negatives about the pandemic and all that. Mm-hmm. And this has given so many wrestlers sort of an experience that they'd never thought that they would have again, being in one place for a year and a half straight. How was that for you? You mentioned you got to spend a lot more time with your family. That's got to be a positive.
A huge positive. And for me, it was great. I got to my body got to heal. I mean, not so much. It was like little nagging injuries that you could work through, but for the most part, my body got to heal a bit. And you had to switch up your training a bit to where you couldn't go to the gym anymore. You had to do that. And you really had to concentrate on other stuff like what you're eating and dieting and stuff. And so it was just like a complete transformation. You know, of course the whole world had to do and had to get accustomed to. And we did the same thing, and we made the best of the situation as best we could, as much as the training and stuff like that. And, you know, of course we stayed safe with much as we could. And we tried to get out as much as we could, of course, being safe and like, taking the kids to parks and kind of that type of stuff. And it was kind of a weird transition in time for the whole world, but I think that hopefully everyone kind of comes out of it better.
I always like to get some reader questions, and I had an interesting one from a fella named Steve Macklin, who said, tell him to tell you the I don't like you, you don't like me talk he had with Matt Bloom.
So yeah, this is a good one. It always makes me laugh. But we this was several years back, but at that time they were looking for two talents to take over to China to kind of help run a tryout in China. And so the two talents, I think one was injured at the time. And so at the time, one was kind of injured, kind of coming back from injury. And so he had these two that he had picked to go to China. And so I was just pulled off to the side. And he just told me that, you know, he's like, hey, just want to let you know, if this one can't go, I'm going to put you as his replacement, if that's cool. And I said, yeah, of course, I would love that. And he, so we just started talking. And just, I forgot even how he even got brought up, you know, and he just goes, and we were like talking, I believe he was saying something along the lines like, oh, you don't really want to go because you don't want to be in a fight with me or something like that. And I was like, no, why would you ever say that? And he goes, oh, come on. We both know that, that I don't like you and you don't like me. And I was looking back, I was like, I've never said that. I've had nothing but respect for you. I was like, you kidding me? You've wrestled all over the world. You're my head coach. Why wouldn't I like you? And then I was so like taken back and started laughing that I called Steve over. I was like, Steve, Matt, you just repeat what you just said. He's like, no, I'm not going to say it again. I was like, no, I was just so like floored. I was like, wait a minute. Did he really just say that? Like, yeah, it was out of left field and kind of out of like character. I'm like, why did I just got told that my head coach doesn't even like me.
That's amazing. I understand Steve has some unique pre-match pukes that he goes through.
Oh man,
is this related to the all you can drink buffet I've been told about as well?
Yeah, that's before this. I'll never forget one of the first times we actually had a match on a live event, and it was here in Florida. And I mean, the live events in Florida, they could range anywhere. I mean, depending on where you are, you could be in Dade City where there's 75 people, or you could be in Fort Pierce where you can have like good, like 300 to 400 people. And I want to say when we debuted, like our first match on a Florida live event show, I think it couldn't be more than 100 people, you know, and that was my first experience because we're sitting there and, you know, we have the match or, you know, we're getting ready to go out to the match. And I just see him just go over the trash can and just start hurling. I mean, just like violently throwing up. And I was laughing. I'm like, are you okay? Like, are you that nervous right now? To where he was just, and ever since then, he would do that before every single match.
Wow.
And I have to tell this story since he's the one that brought it up of him puking. So we had a match with the Street Profits. It was before TakeOver. We were on the taping before the TakeOver. And the very, the opening match on TakeOver was the Viking Raiders. Who was it? It was the Viking Raiders. I know that much. It may have been with Undisputed Era.
Okay.
And the tag match. And of course, the Viking Raiders, they had this big entrance with all these Vikings and stuff like that they were doing. And so we were the match before. So the Viking Raiders were standing outside Gorilla, sitting there, you know, kind of getting ready. Me and Steve are in Gorilla, and Steve just bolts out of Gorilla and just starts yakking in front of these Viking people. And these Viking people are just like looking around like, is this guy okay? Just, I mean, violently yakking in there. And one of the great things is, you know, Steve and I, we would sometimes like to get us hyped up. We would do we'd break a smelling salt or whatever. Kind of people use it to where if people are knocked out, you know, athletic trainers use it. But people kind of use it to get hyped up. I go out and he's yakking, and then I put a smelling salt right under his nose, and he just smells it and just goes back to yakking again. So these Viking people are watching this go down, and they're like, these guys got to be the two craziest people we've ever seen. That's some of the funnest times.
If Vince knew that he could puke like that, things would have been different. You think back to that Beyond the Mat documentary. He's gonna puke. Like,
he would always announce. That's why he would tell. That's how he would announce that he was gonna puke. He's like, he's gonna, and then he would bolt out and just start hurling.
Oh, that is amazing. So, I mean, obviously, there are people who are wondering right off the bat future possibilities of teaming with him, teaming with Buddy Murphy. It's like, yeah. Steve got released in January. You were a few months later. Buddy Murphy right after that. So, I mean, I'm sure you get tweets every single day with people saying, hey, is this coming back? Is this coming back? How are you feeling about that?
I'm open for the opportunity. Like I said, some of the funnest times in my wrestling career was wrestling with Steve. Steve, I don't know if he told you or you know, but he's the godfather of my children, mm-hmm. you know? So that's the kind of brothership that me and Steve had, that we just had something that we kicked off. And Buddy and myself, and we had such great chemistry, and we were also really good friends. And I think that, you know, that's something that drew people then when they saw me and Buddy on screen. They're like, okay, these guys are real life friends here, and they, you know, enjoy each other's company and stuff like that. And so that, I think that's what helped us. And so, I mean, I'm all up for the opportunity of working with these guys again. Like, these guys are some of the most talented people I've been in the ring with, Steve and Buddy. I've learned a lot from both these guys. So I nothing would make me happier than tagging with Steve or Buddy. I think that would just be a lot of fun.
So did you remain in touch and friendly with Murphy even after your all's team split up? Or, I mean, I know that you all were on different brands doing different things. Did you all kind of maybe, I don't want to say fall out, but lose touch a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we kind of just went about our separate ways a little bit. Like I said, we stayed in touch a lot more when we were, of course, tagging. The when we got split, I mean, we weren't really sure that they were splitting us. Of course, when we got told that we were getting split, we just thought Alexa was getting split from us to kind of, because they wanted her to go singles. So Murphy and myself, we didn't think that they were splitting us up. They thought me and him were going to stay the same. Then, of course, they, you know, gradually started splitting Murphy and myself up. But no, we kept in touch, man. We kept, you know, becoming good friends. Like, I was so happy for him when he went on 205 Live, where he kind of got to show himself a little bit more, character wise, and kind of he got to, you know, have the time that he wanted to wrestle, which actually propelled him to get on to the main roster on Raw and SmackDown. So, I mean, I've always very happy of what he accomplished, because I know the work and stuff that he did to get there. But at that time when we split, when we finally realized we were split, I mean, he wanted to get to 205. I kind of wanted to stay in NXT and try and become a big time heel. And that was my drive for about a year of me staying. I wanted to be a heel. Because I wanted to work with these big time baby faces that we're bringing in NXT. And I just wanted to work with people that, that help elevate NXT.
Have you spoken to him since his release? Did you have any like words for him or anything like that? How did that go?
Yeah, I spoke to him.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I actually called him the day of, you know, when it happened and stuff like that. And he seemed at peace about it, you know, like I said, like me, you know, once you start with WWE, I mean, that's your goal is to become a WWE lifer, you know, it's kind of just have your career go through the WWE. And so, I mean, of course he took it as a shock, just because he has some creative ideas coming his way. And so, but he seemed to be at peace at it. I mean, I think he's now, you know, realizes that he can kind of go out there and be creative and have his kind of like freedom of where he wants to wrestle and who he wants to wrestle and that type of stuff. So with the thing of being released, I look forward to getting to work with all sorts of different type of people and so many talents and so many different great companies. And if you look at the rosters of, you know, AEW, Impact, ROH, MLW, you know, NWA, New Japan, NOAH. I mean, you have just all these talented people and talented rosters that, you know, it's fun for me as a free agent because, like, man, I can go anywhere that, you know, wants me or sees me as a value that hopefully can help their company.
Have you had talks with any of those companies yet? Are you waiting to see how that works out? Like, how's that going for you?
Well, right now, I kind of been, over the last 2 months, I've just been kind of getting stuff prepared and set up for, like, these last 4 or 5 weeks. I released, like, a little trailer on my social media to kind of get, you know, to kind of show, like, okay, I want to get, like, a little buzz before, you know, I want to say July 15th. Before my 90 days, so I can kind of hit the ground running a bit. So I was doing a lot of filming and trying to just get, like, design stuff and kind of get stuff going for me. So after the 90 days, I can get going.
So you are still under your 90 days. I've spoken with some people who asked out of their 90 days, and they said, yeah, WWE was super awesome to deal with. For those of that wanted out, it seemed like they were willing to do it. For you, you're in a different position. You got another kid on the way. You've got some pieces to put in place. Was that ever a consideration for you, or did you know straight out of the gate, yeah, I'm going to take these 90 days and prepare?
It wasn't when it was presented to me. I didn't know that was going to be an option. I mean, they just told me when I got released, like, hey, we're going to give you 90 days, you know, to kind of get your stuff together and whatever, and then. You know, which I took it, which I thought was very nice of them. You know, I mean, of course, when any company lets you go, I mean, they don't have to give you the 90 days. Yeah. And I mean, they could give you 30 days or they don't have to give you any days. So it was good for me to kind of reset and stuff like that. And it was kind of a blessing in disguise to where I could kind of get myself set and get my stuff rolling here.
So how did you feel when you were released? You saw your tag team partner released a few months before they had taken you all off TV. Was it a surprise to you, or did you sort of see the writing on the wall when they're not putting you on TV?
So it's kind of a yes and no. So when Steve got fired, you have in the back of your mind, like, oh man, I could be next type thing. Cause they told him that creative had nothing for him, but and also, I put in the forefront of my mind, like, well, don't give them a reason to fire you. So I started pitching ideas, you know, started emailing them, started texting the writers, and just kind of like, you know, me and Buddy kind of started talking again because he just kind of got told that he's not going to do anything with Seth or he's not going to do anything with the Mysterios. So me and Buddy started talking again, saying, like, hey, I think me and you can do something in the tag division on SmackDown. And so we pitched stuff, and we were kind of getting stuff going. After Mania, we going to go into Buddy was going to go into creative and kind of talk to him and kind of pitch our ideas, and we were going to shoot some stuff together to kind of present that to them. But of course, that never came to be.
And I had heard of some other pitches that even you and Macklin had made. I had heard stuff like involving Chelsea Green at one point, the Daisy Duke type of character. I had heard like a modern day APA. I had heard a lot of those different ideas that were tossed around. And Steve would tell me, like, you all would wait until the point to where they were like, don't wait. Vince will bring you in whenever he's ready to bring you in. And then you all got that story with Corbin. What was Corbin's reaction to you all, like, sort of being split pretty quickly after? Because it really added a fresh coat of paint to him, because he had never really had that before.
Yeah. All three of us, when we got together, were very excited about it. Of course, we've known Corbin since NXT days. So very early on in NXT, I kind of rode here and there with Corbin and stuff like that, and kind of got to know him and his background and stuff like that. And he has a very interesting story, and so we've always kind of had like a friendship with Corbin. I mean, we're not like the best of friends, sure. You know. So, but I mean, we always got along, and so I felt like once we got with Corbin, we were very excited for it, and I think Corbin was too, because I think they had some plans set up for us where we were kind of worked. I think it could like turn Corbin a little bit, his character a little bit more up with a heel and kind of be more hated and stuff like that, from what me and Steve could have done. And I think they had some plans where we were going to be with Buddy and the Mysterios, and we're going to have like some fun six man and stuff like that. It was very exciting, and I know we were very giddy about the opportunity of getting to work with Corbin and kind of getting to work with those other people as well.
Was there anybody, whether it be a writer, creative member, producer, that was particularly helpful in trying to get you guys back on TV? I do know they integrated more wrestlers into the creative team. Like, I know that Daniel Bryan and Edge were kind of pitching in last year when they were when they were off TV. But did anybody specifically you feel like help you get back on TV?
I tell you, we finally got to talk with Bruce Pritchard. And so we finally got to talk with him. We went to TVs at one time where, we weren't booked or anything, but Steve and I were like, we know it. We'll just go to TVs. We'll see if we can talk with someone. We can either talk to Vince or Bruce and just kind of, let him know like, hey, we want to work type thing. And that's what we did. And then so we went there and we got to talk with Bruce. And and once we talked with Bruce, and that's when kind of the wheels started kind of rolling. Okay, we want to get these guys back on TV. So I said, I don't know if he went to bat for us or if he, had an idea already in head. But I know that once we talked to Bruce, it was probably about a week or so later that we, got introduced the idea that it was going to be Corbin and ourselves.
So to kind of go back a few years, who were the main people you worked with creatively in NXT? Because I know you all did a lot of different things. I know that Triple H's role has evolved significantly over the years.
Yeah.
How was that there for you, and who helped you?
Oh, man, there's a lot of people that helped us creatively. With me, with Murphy and myself, I mean, we had a lot of people, a guy named Ryan Katz. There that would always film stuff and always willing to do promos and stuff.
He did Dusty, Wrestling Society X back in the day, I believe.
Yeah. Dusty Rhodes was another big advocate for Buddy and myself, and of course Alexa. So it was just great to get the bounce ideas and stuff like that off him as well. As Forgotten Sons wise, Steve Corino was a huge advocate for us. So much to the fact that when me and Steve were pitching the idea, we would do these performance center shows. And these are the shows that are kind of where you kind of get the pitch ideas. It's not where you're in front of your own peers, in front of a camera, but you get to pitch your idea and kind of like how it would look, on TV in a storyline type thing. And I'll never forget that Steve Corino, volunteered that because me were Cuddy and I were going to beat him down, and then we were going to start shaving people's heads. And he was one of the people that we did just to kind of show You know, a side of intensity and that type of stuff. And so that was one thing that I was always grateful for. He was always great with coming with ideas, trying to help us, like, hey, how do we write this to get to a writer? How do we, you know, how do we present this and that type of stuff? So he was, Steve Carino was always great with that. I think helped out a lot with the Forgotten Sons. He was the one that told us that Jackson Riker would be joining us, kind of as the Forgotten Sons and that type of stuff. I think he even pitched Lacey Evans at one time down at NXT for us to have like a four-person group, kind of a rival along Sanity, so that we could have some stuff going that way. But I think creatively, they already had some stuff with Lacey Evans going forward, so they just stuck with Riker, Steve, and myself.
Something I always ask people who are in NXT, please tell me about your costume battle royal experiences.
Oh, they were always a lot of fun.
Who'd you dress up as?
I was in several costume battle royals. So I was the one year, this was early on, it was in 2015, we had it in Gainesville. And I was a Florida State Seminole cheerleader. And so, which turned out great because during that battle royal, I was one of the last people in there and I just got booed out of the building, which was great. And then a Lego, someone dressed up as a Lego came out and no one knew who it was. And they ended up tossing me out. And come to find out, it was Bailey, and the place just erupted. And so it was just that was always a cool moment with us, because you had this battle royal, and it was so much fun. It was just like they kind of get the cut up. I believe in that battle royal. I think Aiden English was Kevin Owens, and he did a spot on Kevin Owens, with the movements and mannerisms and everything. And it's just a lot of fun with there. Elias was Mustard, and with you had the crowd chanting Mustard, at one time and stuff like that. And so it was a lot of fun. And another one that we did was actually it was Halloween. It was a women's battle royal, and it was myself and Riddick Moss. That also was also in that, and we dressed up as women costumes, and we got to perform in front of that, which was a lot of fun. So it was. I think the crowd enjoyed it, and we enjoyed it as well. So costume battle royals were always a fun time for me.
That's the type of thing. Like, I don't even know if they had cameras rolling there, but if that popped up on the WWE Network, people would love that stuff because I mean, there are so many of those people that Raquel Gonzalez was in those and members of AOP were in there that you'd look at and you'd be like, okay, that's fun. Oni Lorcan, in 2015, those are a lot of fun. I think, man, that's like such a great slam dunk live event idea. Just why not do it? It's so much fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun, and you get to work with these different people, and it was just nice. It was like a nice break. That people can like express themselves creatively in a fun way, and if you're having fun, the crowd's going to have fun with it. And I think that's what I think that's what people enjoyed most about it.
So you got your call up. It was last year, and I remember speaking to people about the call up. So many people were excited, especially for you and Steve, because you all had put in so much work at the Performance Center. How were you told that you're getting the call up? By who? How did that work out?
It was at NXT taping. Well, I say taping, but it was at NXT TVs at that time. We were told earlier that day, like, hey, y'all are going to start a little program with Grizzly Young Vets, and which we were very excited about that. We're like, oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. We love working those two guys. And we were, out by the ring, and we were kind of going over, like, what we're going to say on the promo-wise and all that stuff. And then it was Matt Bloom. And Triple H called us over. And so a lot of times when they do that, Triple H, he just usually talks about creative, like, okay, here's what I want from y'all. And earlier that day, he talked to us creatively how he kind of wanted us, he wanted to start turning us babyface there at NXT. And so he was kind of telling us the idea about it. And so when he called us over, you know, that's kind of what we thought it was going to be. And then, you know, he called us over and he kind of got like real serious about it. And he was just like, hey, I don't think we have anything for here anymore for y'all. And we were just kind of like, wait, what is he talking about? And he goes, yeah, I think your talents can be elsewhere, like SmackDown. And we were just like, whoa. So it was just a real cool moment. We all looked at each other. And of course, we all like hugged and shook his hand and stuff like that. And he was just, he seemed excited for us because, you know, he's like, of course, when y'all move up, he's like, y'all have plenty of great people to work with. Like, we were going to work with the New Day. Yeah. He even said, like, he's like, we would love for y'all to work with the Bloodline, with the Usos and Roman and stuff like that. So it was really exciting for us to get that news, you know, at that time to, like, go. And we got that, I want to say, you know, the first week of March. And I want to say at the end of that month, we were supposed to fly up to Connecticut to kind of have a meeting with Vince and creative.
I was going to ask if you had any like conversations with Vince or Kevin Dunn, because those are the two influential people in different ways that you always hear about.
Right. Right. I mean, I never got to speak to Vince. Okay. Of course, like I said, when I got called up, I mean, this was during the pandemic. And so we were going to have that meeting with him, and he, And that got canceled. And then when we got called up, it was a weird time, because when you're at the performance center, they wanted you kind of like in the locker room, or, you know, they didn't kind of want you out wandering and stuff like that. So they were kind of real COVID protocol type thing. And so it was just one of those weird things where like everything was kind of done through like email or via text message and that type of stuff, like, hey, meet here. That type of stuff. And so it was just, so we never really got that meeting with Vince. I mean, with, as far as, I mean, when we were with Corbin, we would just kind of say, you know, thank you or whatever. And he would kind of tell Corbin what he wanted from him. Much further from that, we didn't really get to talk to Vince. And the only time I got to talk to Kevin Dunn a little bit is they were testing out some live event cameras coming up, and me and Bo Dallas had to go and wrestle, and that's the only time that I got to meet Kevin Dunn.
Was that before your call up, or was that, because I know Bo Dallas did like one of those before WrestleMania?
Yeah, that was before Mania. That was, I want to say February at that time.
Okay.
Because I mean, Steve just got released, and they gave me the call, and they wanted to test out some stuff at the live event cameras and stuff. Yeah. Like that. I think they're testing out some of the board, you know, the board people that you saw like at the NFL, and like kind of they did, you know, the major leagues and stuff like that. They tried to do to kind of show that fans were there, to, you know. And so I think they're testing out that type of stuff. But that's the only time I met Kevin Dunn. And I mean, he was, you know, I had nothing but nice things to say.
Well, I could talk to you about wrestling all day. Hopefully we do this again. Yeah. Weston Blake, yes. Anything else you want to tell the people before we finish up?
Yeah, you can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at the Weston Blake. If you have business inquiries, you can always go to bookwestonblake@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to releasing some content out there to hopefully kind of get my story and kind of get some stuff out there, hopefully get some momentum going so I can hit the ground running after my 90 days, which is July 15th.
Go follow him, guys. Weston Blake, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Sean.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.